Hey, Brandon, what are we talking about today?
All right, welcome to another episode of The Sound of Synergy. Today I have a guest with me. It seems like almost every guest that I have or that you've heard, I've known for a long time. But yeah. this person is no exception to that rule. I've known her again since middle school, so about 15, 16 years now. Been a good friend of mine. She's actually getting her master's in occupational therapy right now, and she's on break. So we finally had some time to do some episodes. Go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi, everybody. So my name is Michelle. Like Brandon said, I'm a student of occupational therapy, and I go to Loma Linda University. Woo. So that's out in middle nowhere.
What's your guys's mascot?
We don't have one.
So the Loma Linda's nobody's cool.
Nobody. We're a Christian school. No sports teams, no nothing. So
wow, that's interesting because you know I went to APU and you know we're go Cougars.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, but anyway, So like Brandon said, I've known him since sixth grade, and I don't know.
Yeah, she's just gonna be on today's episode. We're just gonna kind of talk a little bit about who she is, where she's at in her fitness journey, and hopefully kind of go from there, try to hopefully give you some insight on her psyche, on how she goes about fitness in her daily life nowadays, and then maybe some tips or some things that we can work on to help you with your fitness journey. So I got to start off. Where did you start off? Have you always been somebody out of shape, in shape?
So I guess I was a student athlete, I would say. In high school, I played basketball.
Yeah, I mean, even since middle school, I mean, we played basketball, right?
Yeah, I was on varsity. So in that sense, I guess when I was younger, I was very athletic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once you start to get into college, you start having less time for things.
You have to study.
Yeah, and also my first year of college, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease, which it's a type of hypothyroidism.
So can you explain that to listeners what that means?
So basically it's an autoimmune disorder, which means that my body's immune cells are attacking its own system for the hormone to try to make my metabolism go normally.
Right.
So for hypo, which means obviously less, low, right? So my body isn't making as much thyroid hormone for my metabolism to be on schedule and normal. And
yeah.
So with that, that's when I started gaining a lot of weight.
Right. Explain how that kind of works, right? If your metabolism is a little bit lower, so to speak, because you have hypothyroidism, that can lead into...
Yeah, so basically my body isn't processing the food and the nutrients as fast as a normal person, right? So any food that I would eat, and I would eat regular food, like pizza, burgers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just like, you know, the average American diet, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And so I didn't know what was happening, and I would just get bigger and bigger, and it wasn't until my mom noticed, you know, like, hey, you've been getting a little bigger, and I would just attribute it to not exercising because I stopped basketball. Mm-hmm. And so we finally went to the doctor, and they gave me my diagnosis, which it's not, you know, life-threatening or anything.
Yeah, it's not like terminal or
right? Not at all. I just take, you know, a pill every morning, and it helps my metabolism get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say with that, I do have to be a lot more mindful of what I eat. Although it hasn't, you know, there's family parties, there's times when I just can't be on that normal, safe, like, healthy diet.
Yeah, it's hard. We go on in our lives with, like you said, having parties or stresses of school.
Mm-hmm.
As you should know, right, you just finished finals.
Yeah. Oh.
But it doesn't help that when you have, I guess, chips stacked against you, I guess we can use that phrase, with your hypothyroidism, because of course that's hard if your body's not metabolizing food as it should, or at its normal weight, quote unquote normal rate, then of course, like, that's going to put a damper on your weight gain
and it's hard too, because, you know, once you start gaining that weight, people kind of notice, and I come from a Filipino family, so everybody notices things, and they just point it out to you, like, oh, you know.
Kind of like Dan's family.
Yeah.
If you guys remember my friend Dan, who came on, who used to be a D1 athlete, his family does that as well. Yeah, it's unfortunate, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, with that, you know, your psyche gets a little messed up. You start to believe in the things that they say.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. That sucks.
I mean, now that I found the strength of synergy and all that stuff, I've been able to combat that and know, like, where I am, and I'm okay with where I am. So in that sense, I'm okay with it now because I know that I'm working towards it.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. But, yeah, but with that, back then, it was hard. And, you know, I would get, not depressed, but I would get down on myself and just kind of feel like, you know, why even try? You know, it's not my fault.
Was this like with going through the hypothyroidism and the weight gain?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that you didn't embark on either any exercise at that point either as well?
No, not at all.
So, like, kind of the whole downward effect of all those kind of things started to make you feel this unmotivated, so to speak.
Or yeah, very get down unmotivated. On yourself. Yeah, very unmotivated. Very just like, you know, why? Why even try? Why bother, you know? So, that's kind of where I started, I guess, or like.
Yeah, how long ago would you say that is now?
Oh, God, date myself. That was 7 years ago?
7 years ago. Okay, so take us through then. Has things changed since 7 years ago in terms of your mental and physical?
Yeah, I mean, so like maybe 2 or 3 years after that, I would start to slowly get back on trying to exercise, trying like joining a gym.
Like a traditional gym?
The traditional gym, yeah, it was like Crunch or something like that.
Oh, Crunch 24 Hour.
Yeah.
Like that kind of
those,
gym.
Yeah, but really not knowing what to do, you know, because I never really worked out like that. It was always sports.
Right.
And, you know, was never.
Was this before? Because, like, we went to the same school. We actually went to Cal State Northridge, and we got our degrees in kinesiology. Was this before?
That was before.
Okay, so that.
Yeah,
okay.
So it was before we kind of, like, you know.
Learned a little bit more, stuff.
Yeah. But it just wasn't working. You know, I didn't know what to do. I felt conscious about, like, self-conscious because everybody at the gym looked good and I'm all over here.
So comparing, making some comparisons. I know that could be hard, especially at a gym setting where there's so many people, usually with a tank top on or some spandex.
Exactly,
or stuff like that.
I mean, I could like a big shirt and, you know, just trying to do my thing. So I would always just tend to stay on, like, the treadmill, you know, like, not really venture out into the weights or anything like that. So do what I knew. You know what I mean? Without having to hire a trainer. So I did that for a little while, but it didn't really pan out. I did some mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah. MMA. I remember you were big on that. MMA gyms are kind of cool, too. But aren't they kind of expensive as well?
They were very expensive. I loved the commitment they gave to you and the you know, like the one-on-one coaching and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was expensive.
Yeah, very personal.
Yeah. But it was just expensive. And for my job and at the time, it just wasn't practical to keep.
Right, because how much do those cost? Like over $100?
Way over. It was $179
per month. Oh my gosh! And hopefully that's unlimited use.
It was unlimited use. Yeah.
Okay, but still, $180 to shell out a month is pretty substantial. But I mean, I guess we could talk about this either later in another episode. But sometimes sacrificing money for your well-being could be worth it to you, but in this case, it isn't.
It could
which
be
is
priceless.
There's no, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
though.
But yeah, just for you know, that was above my means, which was you know, college student just couldn't do it, you know. But that's when I did notice that I started to lose weight because you know I found like another sport that I loved and I would.
Yeah, you didn't think about it. You were just going. You're having fun with it, even if it was I remember at that time you were telling me like an hour to 2 hours at a time, which is...
Yeah, early in the morning too, like 6 a.m.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you probably felt good.
It felt good. But then after that, I couldn't afford it anymore, so I stopped going. And then this is kind of where I've been, and I just haven't been really doing much. I mean, I would do some workouts with you. Mm-hmm. We would do some things, but it was like whenever I hung out with you, that's when we would do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, work out, but... when I was by myself, I really wouldn't do anything. So
yeah,
that's kind of where I was now. And then
like more recently,
like maybe a year, 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
And then let's see, where are we now? So now maybe about a couple months ago, right?
Yeah. I'd probably say two, three months ago.
Yeah. So when you approached me about, you know, everything you're doing and the strength of Synergy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to be a part of it because I was like, you know, I just recently got engaged. So
yeah,
that's
awesome. Congrats, right? To you and Mark.
Congrats to you too.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I guess, I'm engaged now, guys, too. I don't know where I'm going to be putting this episode out, but regardless, I have been engaged. So, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Start the year off, right?
Yeah. Shout out to my loving fiance, Mark. But so with that, I wanted to, you know, get in shape for the wedding, obviously, as everybody kind of wants to.
Hashtag shredding for the wedding.
That is my hashtag that I use.
Actually, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
I think I stole it from somewhere, but anyway.
It's okay. Everything's borrowed.
But yeah, so, you know, every bride wants to look their best on their wedding, you know, and that's where my first intention with the strength of Synergy came from is like, I just want to look good.
So it came from like, hey, you know what? I have this goal of my wedding, and the driving force of this wedding makes me think about how I'm supposed to look, my aesthetics, right. Which is, you know, that's a good goal. I mean, of mm-hmm. course, like, you're going to be on display, it's going to be your day. So why not look the best that you can?
Yeah.
So that's where your driving force of wanting to.
That was the motivation. Yeah. That was my
motivation. Yeah. There you
yeah,
go.
That's where my motivation came from, is looking good for pictures, you know, and pictures last forever. So that's kind of where
well,
it started.
I mean, you could burn the pictures, so they don't last forever. No. Right. No. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's kind of where my journey with Strengths of Synergy started.
Okay, cool. So I don't want to load the question, but then maybe it seems that maybe things have changed now from the, I guess, that initial mm-hmm. motivation of, hey, I want to get just shredded for the wedding, so to speak. Now it's changed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's totally changed. So once I started doing the exercises that Brandon had laid out for me, like about 2 or 3 weeks in, I lost like a pound or 2 pounds, mm-hmm. and then I actually lost a bust size.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really working out, but like another 2 weeks later, I started to see like a plateau, and I wasn't losing any weight. Mm-hmm. I was like getting down, like, oh no, what am I going to do? And so with that, I felt like, you know, those old emotions started to come back, like, oh, what am I doing this for? Like,
yeah, you know? You start to attach to negative feelings, especially because it's, I don't want to say it's comforting by any means, but it almost is like it's familiar.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh no, am I doing the same thing that I did last time? And then,
yeah. And I was like, what's the point? Like, is this all I'm going to lose? Mm-hmm. That's kind of where my mindset was with that. And then so Brandon actually gave me a call because I was texting him, right? And I was like, oh, you know, I haven't been losing any weight.
Yeah,
I'm feeling
that.
A little
yeah.
discouraged. And he gave me really good advice, actually. And he said, you know, look at the other positives that has been going on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, I feel better. And he was like, hey, that's like the best positive you could have. Like, if you feel better mentally, physically, and all that, I mean, that what more could you ask for? Which was true. You know, I felt better. Like, we have this huge hill that we have to walk up to school.
Yeah.
And it's a steep incline. I would probably say it's like a 25-foot incline or 25 Ooh. Angle. Yeah.
Probably won't be good for the patients that you're going to be seeing, right? The recommendations that we have to have.
Which is probably why they stuck OT and PT up there, because they know he can walk that.
Well, but, you know, that should. We need to advocate more fitness into an education, to be honest. Anyways.
And it was like, I would be so winded after going up that hill. But, you know, after I was doing my exercises, I felt good. Like, I wasn't winded. I could actually have a conversation with a classmate walking up the hill.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was, you know, something that I didn't notice until, you know, like, Brandon started pointing
consciously
out.
Consciously, like, being aware of it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, until you started pointing out, you know, look at the other positives. Don't just look at, you know, the scale, mm-hmm. per se, you know. So with that, I did notice how just happier I've been, too, and how much more engaging I've been with other activities. You know, when people are like, oh,
so what do you think is the cause of that? Like, giving you this extra, I guess, boost of, I don't want to say self-esteem, but boost of happiness.
I would say confidence, too. I would say a boost of confidence.
So, like, then where does that confidence come from? Because it may not, I mean, I guess it did come from a little bit of you losing some weight, mm-hmm. losing a bust size, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's totally because of that. Where does this confidence, where do you think that comes from?
You know, I think it just comes from the fact that I've started taking steps to improving myself.
Okay.
I think that's where it really comes from.
Patting yourself on the back, giving yourself credit for something that you are trying to do,
regardless
of the instant gratification.
Right. You know,
or
just,
lack of instant gratification, I should say.
It's like, you know, just knowing that I'm working towards my health. And, like, no matter, you know, what the scale says or what I look like, mm-hmm. it's just that feeling of you're working hard. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I can't really put it into words. But it's just that knowing for myself that I'm working at it. So
yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So you definitely were able to maintain the workouts, even though you went through this lull mm-hmm. of, or this questioning of, oh man, am I doing the right mm-hmm. thing? Am I going to revert back? And I think a lot of us, or many people that I see, tend to revert back to stuff. And it always comes to like, oh, I'll work out for a little bit, or I'll try this diet out for a little bit, mm-hmm. and then kind of falter. Yeah. Or they'll think to themselves that, oh, maybe this exercise regimen is not good enough, or mm-hmm. this diet is not good enough. Now, did that ever come into your mind? Is it more so a product of the exercise regimen, or is it more a product of, like, you yourself that makes you continue on?
Oh, I think it's, I honestly think it's everything. It's like, it's the workouts, it's the attitude, it's eating right. You know, all of that has to play into the reasons why I have lost weight.
Okay.
And my mental changes. Actually, for me, Mark was the one that actually was like, you know, let's stop eating
your
the
fiance,
rice.
Yeah.
My fiance, yeah, he's like, let's stop eating rice. Let's stop eating, you know, all that junk. So, you know, McDonald's and Jack in the Box.
Yeah, basically stuff. Fast food stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So he's really strict on his. He eats nothing but, you know, lean protein and salad.
Now, where did this come from? Because so, this is not the man that I met, no, you know, so how many years ago?
For you guys,
which is really awesome, yeah, though.
For those of you who don't know Mark, he is your typical average techie video gamer,
techie
Apple product type guy. You know, he doesn't work out. He doesn't, you know, he's not a big fan of fitness. The only thing he really does love is basketball, but that sometimes is debatable for playing because I beat him all the time.
Yeah, well, because you a baller though, right? Sorry, Mark.
but he actually had a physical.
Oh, okay. The yearly physical for the doctor.
Yeah,
okay.
he went to see his primary care physician, and they took his blood, and his cholesterol was actually really high.
Okay.
And so
over
that
200, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So and that was the main reason for him to start, you know, making changes.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, I guess for him it was different for both of us, because for me exercising was easier than changing my eating habits.
Yeah.
But for him, his eating habits was easier to change than working out.
Okay.
Which is really interesting.
Well, I got to ask then, what makes exercising easier than dieting for you? And if we had to get Mark, I'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
But.
I just love food. I think that's honestly.
That's true. I mean, look, the Food Network, every time they cook something, it's good.
My brother's a chef, so there's
that
too.
Oh, that's
so
going to make it even harder.
Yeah. And then working out's just been familiar too, I guess, mm-hmm. like with basketball, you know, working hard, sweating, all that stuff. Like,
yeah, it's something familiar. That you've done.
Yeah, and that was kind of the only thing that has ever taught me, like, okay, if I do this, if I do X amount of reps or whatever, I'm going to get this result versus, you know, eating that's going to get you that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've never really seen the effects of that,
right,
of eating healthy. But now with Mark, I will say that I have, because he lost almost 7 pounds.
Yeah, I saw him, what was that, a couple of days ago,
yeah.
And you can definitely see that he's lost some weight.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's getting his chin back.
I like how you say it, getting it back.
Getting it back. No, though, when I met him, he was skinny, but he could see his chin, he could see his chest.
He was trying to press you, that's why.
Yeah, so now he had his friend, it's funny, his best friends always call him hashtag dad bod.
Oh, man, that's kind of mean.
Yeah. But it's a term of endearment.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. He's so we're both working towards getting in shape, feeling better, mm-hmm. looking better. So.
Yeah, and I got to commend you guys, because you guys have been consistent the past, what is it, 8-9 weeks now,
yeah.
On some of the, and I didn't even have to do much. I mean, yeah, I gave you a plan. I gave mm-hmm. him a small little plan, but you guys have been really good about that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess that brings me to my next point. Is it really the plan that makes you lose weight? Because I'm gonna shoot myself in the foot here. I technically didn't do all that much per se in terms of writing you like some crazy,
yeah,
this is the go-to plan that gets
right.
you to lose weight and all the things. It's like literally a general plan that I felt that worked for you and worked for Mark.
Yeah.
And because I think some people fall into that, right? They it's mm-hmm. like, oh, what is the best way? What is it, this one? 6 minutes,
yeah.
25 minutes, 30 minutes? You know, like,
yeah, no, honestly, I will say it's like a guideline, like what I've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a guideline of like, because the first thing that kind of makes a make or break your workout is like, what I'm gonna do, you know what I mean? Like, you get ready, you get in your clothes, and if you don't know what you're doing,
then you're halfway
to like, fuck
yeah.
it,
yeah,
oh, sorry,
no, it's
you're
okay,
halfway to like,
we'll put that explicit sign,
forget it, we'll do that. But yeah, so like, I mean, I think just having a template of this is what you can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of like, okay, you can do this exercise if you want. So that's what I did. I just started out with those exercises. I had an idea of what I'm doing, and it kind of just got, like, gave me like the kick in the butt to just do this and you'll be good.
It just gave you the jump start that
right.
you needed. Regardless, because literally I could have put almost, I could have almost put anything,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm. and I would have just
you would have just done it.
Like, yeah, because I really didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, so I would say that the plans have
mm-hmm.
been a guideline of this is what you can do, and this is what I'm gonna do, because that's all I really know.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, for the past 5 weeks that I probably did those,
yeah.
I got like my results, right? My weight had been down, my size, but also my confidence started to go up because I've the results.
Yeah. It's like a nice positive cycle.
Right. It is. It really is a cycle. And so with that, I started to venture out into other fitness things. Like my friend from school, she likes to go to the gym and lift weights. So I'm like, you know what? I'll try it.
Yeah.
So we started doing that. And I started supplementing my workouts from your plan with the weights and running. And I hate running. Yeah. Like, I hate, like, you will never meet anybody that hates running more than I do.
Yeah.
But we started running, and we started getting better at it, and stamina and all that stuff has gotten a lot better. So just with that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's ultimately the point, to integrate and to give you confidence to maybe try things that you weren't even confident about before. I think that's, like, the beauty of fitness itself, whether you're doing something like a plan that I would traditionally do here for the Strength of Synergy brand, which is usually consisting around or revolving around some sort of either circuit-based or resistance-type training. Mm-hmm. But utilizing that to help spur on your interest or your confidence into doing other things such as running or maybe going back to MMA. Because I remember you were doing some boxing stuff.
And that's another thing, too, is that I gained a lot more confidence with going to the gym and stuff. I felt really good, so I decided, you know, oh, let's try boxing. So I actually taught my friend, the one that takes me to the gym and stuff, some boxing moves, and she's actually been getting really good at it too. So it's kind of like fitness has more been a hobby now, which is really crazy, because I would have been like, no, heck no, it's not, you know. But now it's been like, there's things we do for study breaks, like we'll just work out for a break, you know. So it's been really cool.
It's creating habits.
Yeah.
Well, then I gotta ask then, for someone who has seen the positive benefits of being consistent, but then also coming from somebody who understands that getting to that, to where you are now, was very difficult and hard, how can we use your experience to help others then? What would you say is one or a couple of things that that have helped you get to that point? Because I know, I see it's really hard to start something new, especially something that's scary, that's hard, that you may not know, that you're afraid to spend money on, you know?
I think, above all, I think it takes determination and commitment. You really have to commit to it. I mean, if you kind of go in it halfway, then you have to expect halfway results.
So you're saying you have to make the mental or conscious effort.
Yeah, you have to really want it. The second thing I would say is it's okay to not be totally, I guess I'm going to contradict myself, but it's okay to not be totally consistent with everything, because it's a process. You know what I mean? It's a journey. I definitely wasn't consistent with everything, but what I did have was the commitment. Like, okay, I know I ate, you know, a taco today, or it was Taco Tuesday or whatever. I know I ate that today, but, you know, that's what I'm going to eat. That's my junk food for today.
No, but it also sounds like you have self-awareness of it too, because I think some people have unrealistic expectations. Like, they'll make some goal of like, okay, I need to lose this weight, and then they'll fall off the horse, or they'll eat something bad, and then they won't acknowledge it. They'll just be like, oh, I didn't get the results and all that stuff. But it's like, it sounds like, okay, at least you know when you eat something bad, quote unquote bad per se, that you'll be like, okay, maybe I'm not going to get the results as fast.
Yeah.
And of course, like, you don't want to do that oh so often,
right?
But it's okay, like you said, fall off the horse a little bit, but you have the understanding.
Yeah. And I think that comes from that mental awareness.
Right.
And that, you know, everything is full circle, and you have to incorporate, when you're working out your body physically, you have to be engaged mentally as well. You know, you can't just like work out for, you know, an hour and then eat cheeseburgers and fries. Like, that's not going to work, you know?
Yeah. So has everything that you've done thus far, especially in the past, you know, 2 or 3 months, I know it's kind of hard with your hypothyroidism, but have you seen any benefits with that, or things been the same, or?
Well, since I'm taking medication, I guess it's pretty much the same.
Okay.
But what I will say with the eating habits, you know, I've changed my eating habits quite a bit. I don't feel as, you know, those negative effects that you do feel with fast food, you know, like the bloatedness, the heartburn, I guess. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a really positive thing.
Well, what have you changed in your eating habits? Because I remember when I talked to you like 3 or 4 months ago, that it was super hard to, you didn't know where to start.
Yeah.
Like, and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I had snacks and chips and, you know, candy bars and stuff. And Mark loves his sweets, so we would have cake and stuff. But, no, what changed was just salad, eating, incorporating more fresh fruits and vegetables. I remember when we talked, you told me, you know, shop on the outer aisles of the
Yeah, because that's where most of the fresh produce are, right? I mean, just literally walk into almost any grocery store, you'll see that. Like, the produce is definitely on the outskirts.
Yeah.
All the, let's say, processed foods are in the middle, and they're at their eye level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they make it's it marketing. So it's marketing. They know their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so Mark and I, when we would go to the grocery store, we would start on the outsides.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we're on a budget, too, so we would, like, start on the outside, get everything that we needed, and then be like, oh, you know, like, our $40 is up. We can't go through the middle aisles. So that is kind of what helped us refrain from eating chips and soda. And,
well, that's good. You know, financial stuff will actually, if you set a bar or a cap for yourself, will help you be like, okay, I need to reorganize. Yeah. However, I will say that I guess that would also lead some people to buying bad food, right?
Because then it'd be like 99 cents for a box of cheese
or a pizza. Like, pizza you can microwave in for 30 seconds or whatever it is.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's something that we've done differently with our eating habits. Also, meal prepping has been huge. Just taking and go, you know, just making sure that my lunch is ready for the next few days. That way I don't, in the morning, I rush and pick out, like, oh, let me just get this box of whatever.
Yeah, I think that's meal prepping is really good. I mean, I know sometimes it's become excessive on Instagram or Facebook and social media and stuff. But I will say that stuff does work. And some people will be like, oh, I don't want to spend 5 hours in the kitchen doing all that stuff. But I guess you have to be willing to give up some sort of sacrifice.
Yeah.
Now, what I found that works for me is that I don't do meal prep on one day. I do it 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I did it, like, on a Sunday for the whole week, I would the foods that I made either got
bad.
Yeah, bad.
Or you just get sick of it.
Yeah, you just get sick of it. Didn't taste all that great after a few days. Mm-hmm. So I would do mine typically like on a Sunday, and I'll do mine on a Wednesday. So like there's a middle ground where like, oh, at least I get fresh new foods or I could put new taste to my palate, which also leads to success in the fitness journey because, you know, if you get tired of something, then you're just going to kind of quit or you're going to revert back.
Yeah.
So you've done that. You've done the meal prepping. That's good.
I've done the meal prepping. Yeah. Although mine isn't as I guess structured as yours. It's just kind of, I mean, it's just kind of like, oh, like we made, you know, we'll buy like chicken breast and we'll cook our dinner and then we'll just have, it's just like quick leftovers for the next day.
Yeah.
But I will do it the night of or the night before. That way I'm consciously thinking about what I'm putting into my lunch.
That's good.
Versus in the morning when I'm just, oh, just grab that. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, especially it's basically planning.
Yeah.
Having a plan before the day starts for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's good. And ultimately, like, you actually cooking with the night before is actually even better. Like, now that I have time off from school and I'm graduated and all that stuff, that I literally try to cook almost majority of my stuff, like, fresh. If I don't, of course, I'm going to have some lazy moments.
Yeah.
But I try to do it that way. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, back in the day, that's what families used to do, right? Everything used to be cooked at their home. Their produce would be grown in their gardens, which was great. So it's like, it's funny that, technology has gotten better and things have gotten better, so to speak. But we lost some of, I think, some integral, useful things in terms of our health.
Yeah.
We've lost it. So, you know, I would definitely say trying to spend the time or I don't even want to use a sacrifice, but really put the importance of spending time to cook your meals.
Yeah, I mean, engaging in it. I'm sorry, like OT brain.
Yeah.
But you need to engage in your activities and,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and really be present for it to mean something to you. And if your health and fitness means something to you, you have to be present in it and give it the time it deserves, you know?
No, I agree. Being, I said that in my, I don't want to say my proposal speech. It was more my graduation speech. I did talk about being present. Mm-hmm. And that was like one really big thing I learned from my trip in Africa.
Yeah.
That, we have all these priorities and all these goals here in America. But sometimes having all those goals and having all these thoughts about what I need to do next and, oh, I'm busy, I need to do this, sometimes puts us in a prison.
Yeah.
And we're not present because we're so all out there thinking about other things and, lack of a better term, I don't want to say complaining, but making excuses almost like, oh, I have this to do, I have this to do.
Agreed,
but it's just like, if you just take some time and almost be present, then you will find a lot of great things that come out of it, especially like, you know, coming from your OT, you know, implementing or being good at your ADLs or activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's great that you're implementing that. So what about the exercise then? Because some people find it really hard to do exercise or be consistent with that.
Exercises, I think, well, for me, because I guess I was athletic and I was used to that, it came a little bit easier just to do the exercise, like to do the actual movement.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that it is difficult when you're trying to do it, because like, so for those of you who don't know, I have a plan that's like, I guess it's Tabata. I don't really know.
Well, most of them, like, you know, it's a 3 days a week type of plan.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are some form of a circuit. Either,
yeah.
You know, I know, remember on Fridays, there's like a superset days,
yeah.
More focus on building up your strength. But then the Wednesdays are the Tabata based, where it's a little bit more high intensity,
right.
Interval training, you know,
yeah.
high intense work with, you know, short
amount
of
rest.
Like,
yeah, so basically it's like do as much as you can in this amount of time.
Yeah.
And for me that was, it was a little harder just because I would start sacrificing the form and the actual movement for how many can I do,
yeah,
in
well,
this amount, you know?
Yeah, because like for those of you who don't know what a Tabata is, it's 4 minutes, typically it's a 4 minute type of time frame,
mm-hmm.
where you do you choose two different exercises. So let's say you do like a jumping jack and you do a push-up. So for 20 seconds, you'll do a jumping jack. You'll rest for 10 seconds. And then you'll do 20 seconds of a push-up,
yeah.
Rest for 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll go back again and do jumping jacks for 20 seconds, rest for 10 seconds, and then so on and so forth.
Right.
And you do that for 4 minutes, which equals technically eight rounds. And so with just that, as you can imagine, it's very short time,
yeah.
But you can get a lot of work done.
Right.
And so you're doing, I think I have you on 3 or 4 different Tabatas,
yeah.
So basically 8 different exercises.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, like, you kind of sacrifice for them because you want to, like...
I want to... Yeah, I'm super competitive, and I'm, like,
yeah.
I want to beat everybody at everything.
Well, that's a good kind of personality trait to have,
yeah.
Too. It helps push you.
It does, yeah. But with that, it did sacrifice my form,
okay.
I would say. And so I started noticing that I wasn't as sore, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that, I mean, it could have been because I was getting better at it, but it also could have been maybe I wasn't doing them as appropriately.
Properly. Yeah, well,
properly.
I think that's what happens, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
we have reps,
yeah.
And we have seconds. And ultimately, what you should look at those as just guidelines. It's not something that you should always be so concrete on, like,
mm-hmm.
that you're so... that you're not willing to change it.
Yeah.
Like 30 seconds is just there for a guideline. And so that can mean either doing 5 reps in those 30 seconds or doing 30 reps in those 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that really matters is the quality of which you do it. It's not about the quickness or
mm-hmm.
how many you do, because ultimately who are you really trying to impress? It's not for a grade or anything.
Right,
it's like,
yeah.
You have, it's for you.
Yeah.
And you might as well give yourself the best quality that you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how I started out. It was just trying to get as many as I can do. But once, you know, I had to stop and like, think like, okay, this isn't working out as the way I think it should work out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not feeling the things that I'm supposed to be feeling, you know, the pain or the soreness,
yeah.
or whatever. So I think that's when I reached out to you,
yeah.
again, and I was like...
To troubleshoot that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's when you told me, you know, slow it down, do as many as you do what you can,
yeah.
even if it's just 5, but do them properly and do them...
Right.
You know what I mean? So they got a lot easier after that. They got a lot... I shouldn't say easier. They got more doable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then... being able to have different aspects of like Tabata or circuit training or strength training that I've have incorporated into your plan, is that something that will help people with trying to get into exercising? Because I think ultimately that's my question. How,
yeah.
how do we get people that are ultimately felt like you, of like not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do, or what is it? What is it about them that's not making them?
Yeah, I think that these exercises will help people that don't know what to do, because it kind of incorporates, you know, everything in one. It's almost like a neat little package, you know. It gets
right.
your strength, your cardio, and in 30 minutes. I do these in like 30 minutes, sometimes
yeah.
even less. So for those of you that don't have a lot of time, like I don't have a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
you know, my classes start at 8, so I'm out the door by 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
I do them in the morning, or I'll do them right when I get off, or I'll do them for a study break. It's 30 minutes, you know. And so I think that when you really don't have time, or when you don't know what to do, or if you're just kind of starting the game of, or starting the game, sorry, starting to get your fitness back on track, I think these exercises would really work.
Yeah, and this is not anything to me that you need to do something from me. There's a whole lot of other different resources that you can do. Mm-hmm. What I will say is, yeah, look into Tabata type of exercises. There's some on YouTube. I'll probably be posting some of my favorite Tabata workouts that I like to do on my Instagram page. So follow me there at the Strength of Synergy. Or other ones, any kind of basic circuit training type of exercise are really great for your, especially if you're strapped for time, which it seems like you are, right?
Yeah.
You're going to school, you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. strapped for time. But of course, if you're somebody who has 2-3 hours, you know, you can't go wrong with just doing traditional strength training or bodybuilding type of protocols, mm-hmm. which there are other resources that you can go to for that, like bodybuilding.com, or if you want to email me, I can get you on the right track, or at least direct you towards other resources that I think are great. So yeah, I think it ultimately starts off with just starting something, right? Having a guideline, mm-hmm. having the conscious, making the conscious effort to be present in, mm-hmm. in your fitness, and almost making, again, I don't like using the word sacrifice, mm-hmm. but being willing to invest. I look at it as an investment. Right, it's kind of like our education, right? We're investing all this money, we're mm-hmm. investing all of this time, this effort, for to what end? Well, to the end of, we're investing in ourselves, that we believe that at the end of all this, that we're going to get something valuable, and that value is usually either explained in money, right? Like we're going to make some money, or in a career that we enjoy.
Yeah.
But fitness, almost that I've seen with people that who have been successful in their fitness journey, they hold themselves important enough to be a part, to make a sacrifice. Yeah. Again, I don't like using that word, to be in fitness.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Is there any other last things that you wanted to say? I think your journey is actually really cool and really awesome to see.
I feel like my journey is kind of, you know, winding and,
yeah, but it's ever changing. Place. It's life.
Yeah. No, it is life. And I think that's something that fitness should be. It should be a life journey. It shouldn't just mm-hmm. be, you know, I'm going to get to this amount of weight and I'm good and you're going to stop. No, it's like you have to always be on it, and it's something that you should incorporate into your everyday life.
Yeah, sounds good. So if you guys have any other questions or about this episode, or if any questions for Michelle, email us at thesinusenergypodcast@gmail.com and we'll get back to you. And I'll definitely make sure to put up a Tabata type of exercise. So for those of you who say you don't have time, 4 minutes is a pretty short amount of time. Yeah. So if you don't have time for 4 minutes, then I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. But I'll have that posted on my my Instagram page. Follow me on Facebook, because I'll have that as well. But until next time, guys, find the strength and synergy. Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.